We may classify artifacts on the basis of attributes alone, but more often we look for regular patterns in the way two or more of these attributes co-occur. A type is a class of artifacts defined by consistent clustering of attributes. For example, we could say that these arrowheads, all from a single cache found in a burial at the Cahokia site in Illinois, are a distinctive type, manufactured by chipping stone, a technological attribute, all triangular-shaped and relatively small, formal or morphological attributes, and all well-made, stylistic attributes. Thus, it should be obvious that we can have different types of types or different goals of typology. For example, we might be interested in function and want our types to reflect different functions. These small triangular points, for example, are taken to be arrow points. They're relatively easily distinguishable from spear points on the basis of shape and weight. We also want to make typologies that have temporal meaning. Again, using this example, these arrow points with their distinctive shape are characteristic of the Mississippian period in Illinois and adjacent areas. That makes them a temporal type.